Good morning, everyone. My name is Vikas Pandey. I'm a consultant surgeon in vascular and emergency surgery. And in my spare time, I meditate and I like to teach people to meditate because of the benefits that I found meditation has offered me. Now, this is the fourth week I'm doing these daily guided meditations. We initially thought that the lockdown in the United Kingdom was going to be for 3 weeks. And in those 3 weeks, I did try and get the essence of all the meditative traditions going back 2,500 years. And I've taken the last few days that I've had off from work to organize and categorize the guided meditations on my YouTube channel. So they're all on a separate playlist if you do want to refer to them. And I've titled them as well so you know what the main point of the meditation is. Similarly, on the Facebook page, you can just go back or look through the different videos. And again, I've tried to indicate the main theme of the guided meditation. Just give me one moment. This is just how totally live this is. So the theme I wanted to talk about today was conscious breathing. It's an important theme that I just really brushed over. We all know that breathing is important. It's the first thing that we do when we're born, and it's the last thing that we do when we die. In meditation, breathing is a very important tool called an anchor. It's a fixed point that we can always refer to, something that is always present and doesn't come and go. In a lot of traditions, for example, in Hinduism, the breath is said to be considered the link between the body and the Atman or the spirit. I've mentioned Thich Nhat Hanh's quote in the title about conscious breathing being an anchor. Whatever's happening in the world, how turbulent things are, if you're breathing consciously, it will always bring you back to the innate peace of the present moment. I have to stress that this is conscious breathing. You need to be aware and putting your full attention on every aspect of breathing. The breath is quite useful in as an anchor, because it is relatively interesting compared to other anchors. For example, if you're focusing on a fixed point, that tends to irritate the mind, and similarly, the mind can get irritated by repeating a single mantra, although mantras do have particular benefits, and I hope that in one of these meditations I will explore the mantra. But the breath is interesting because each and every one is varies. And if you've spent, like I did, years just watching your breath, you find that each one is completely different to the last when you compare it to the last. It varies maybe subtle amounts in terms of the length, the depth, the temperature of the air. So many different factors. To make it quite a useful anchor, and In the meditations that I describe, there's often a progressive relaxation before actually getting to the actual focus of the meditation, which is the conscious breathing. But in fact, the conscious breathing you can use in isolation at any time of day, and I would strongly recommend that people set hourly timers just so that they can just give their attention every hour to 5 or maybe 10 conscious breaths. So this guided meditation is just going to be a regular guided meditation, but with a little bit more attention given to the processes of breathing. So I just want you to sit comfortably wherever you are and just take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just be aware of the points of contact between the chair or the bed and your bottom and thighs, between your hands and your legs. Be aware of all the points of contact in your body. Where your body's either touching other parts of your body or your body's touching another object. Just be aware of all the points of contact. The sounds around you, if you've got your eyes open, the sights. Or if you've got your eyes closed, the light coming through the eyes, the smell and the taste, just feel how your body feels. Does it feel light or heavy? And what's your general feeling? Is it one of calm or anxiety? Whatever it is, just be aware of it and let it pass. And now just imagine a warm white light moving down over your head, past your forehead, and your nose, your mouth and chin. The warmth moving down past your neck and shoulders, chest. The warmth moving down past your abdomen and lower back. Moving past down your bottom and thighs. And I feel the warmth in your knees and your calves and your feet. Now you feel the warmth leaving your feet through the floor or the bed. Just take this moment just to be grateful for anything, everything. Or you give your attention to your breathing. And don't try and control your breathing in any way. Just breathe naturally and just observe it. Give your attention fully to your breathing. breathing through your nose and gently out through your mouth. Feel the sensation of the breath as it goes in through your nose, back of your nose, back of your throat. See how each breath makes the chest expand as you breathe in, and makes the chest relax as you breathe out. Similarly, see how the breath makes your abdomen tense on the in-breath, blow up like a balloon, and then just feel how it relaxes on the out-breath. Although all these things happen at once, they don't happen separately. It's difficult to give our full attention to every aspect, but we can. Or we can focus on the individual aspects. The depth of breathing. The rate of breathing, how one breath differs slightly from the last and all previous breaths. You can give your attention to the sounds of breathing. You can give your attention to the body sensations in your breathing. Just breathe naturally, but just give your breathing your full attention. Just become really interested in it. It's your anchor. Whatever's going on in the world or in your mind, your breath isn't disturbed. Quiet. The activities of the mind can make you breathe faster through fear or anxiety. But you can easily bring that under your control by returning to the present moment and by breathing consciously. Now, Over the next 5 or so breaths, I want you to bring your attention back to the room around you. To the sensations in your body. To all the points of contact. And when you're ready, if you have your eyes closed, you can gently open your eyes. I hope you found this meditation useful. Just try to remember that the present moment, you can test me on this. If you remove the overlay of thought, the present moment always is a peaceful one. So conscious breathing, and I wouldn't be... I'd be doing you a disservice if I didn't mention the essence of meditation, which is to return to your awareness, remember, and ask yourself the question as often as you can, am I aware? And just go to the experience of being aware and just try and stay there. Thank you, and see you tomorrow.